All this week here on Morning Ireland, we've been marking the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission. This morning we're in the Midlands, which has its own unique links to space and the moon. Our reporter Angus Cox went to Birr Castle Gardens and Science Centre in County Offaly to investigate those links.
Well, the fourth Earl of Ross in particular was very interested in the moon, and you can see in front of you all his detailed drawings of the craters of the moon. In fact, on the moon there's a Ross crater.
Lady Alicia Clements, daughter of the Earl of Ross. Birr Castle has been their family home since the 1600s. A fascination with science and space runs in the family, and Alicia's great-great-grandfather, the fourth Earl of Ross, even managed to create the first device capable of measuring the temperature of the moon's surface.
He designed this machine, and what it does is it focuses the light of the moon onto a mirror, and that mirror focuses it onto a thermocouple, and that temperature gradient that it gets from the light of the moon, he could work out the temperature on the moon.
And how long ago did he figure that out?
100 years before the Apollo mission. He was regarded as a mad old earl stuck in the bogs of Ireland and not taken very seriously. But it was only with the Apollo mission that we got the letter saying thank you for all the parson's contribution towards science.
And a letter signed by the first man on the moon?
Yes, from Neil Armstrong. You can see it here.
To Lady Ross.
Lady Ross. This Lady Ross is my grandmother. With best wishes and appreciation for the contribution of your astronomical family. Neil Armstrong, Apollo 11.
Undoubtedly, though, the main attraction at Birr Castle is located outside on the grounds of the estate.
And we're on the way now to the big telescope.
Yes, we are.
How big is the big telescope?
Well, the big telescope has a 6-foot mirror. You're about to see it. A lot of people think it's a building when they first see it and think it's actually the castle because it's beautifully designed, as the Victorians do, with massive Gothic walls. It was the world's largest telescope from the moment it was built in the 1840s till 1910.
And is this a Ross design as well?
It is totally the design of the third Earl and his wife. The wife built and designed the walls, the Gothic walls. The third Earl designed the actual mechanism.
Is it a long walk?
No, we're nearly there. We're walking 150 years into the future, but it only takes about 5 minutes.
Travelling from the past into the present can be done in a matter of minutes on the grounds of Birr Castle. As located nearby, the Great Telescope of the 1800s is one of its modern successors.
Áine Flood, I'm the ILO for Education and Public Engagement Manager, working with Trinity College Dublin here in Birr.
ILOFER, sounds like an acronym.
It is. It's the Irish Low Frequency Array. So it's part of an international network of low frequency radio telescopes, and we have one here in the Midlands of Ireland, and that is ILOFER.
And how does the big telescope from the 1800s compare to ILOFER?
They're both very interesting and they're both cutting edge astronomy of their time, but they're quite different. So the big old telescope you're looking at is an optical telescope. So that means you can look through it and see the stars. What we have here is a radio telescope. It's picking up radio light from outer space.
And why was Birr Castle and Gardens chosen as an ILOFER site?
So obviously we have got a great history here of science and astronomy, which is a wonderful place to have a radio telescope. But more importantly than that, it is technically also a great place for it. So all of these LOFAR telescopes across Europe are in rural locations because they can't be close to big cities or anything like that. It creates too much radio frequency interference from different electrical equipment around.
To mark the moon landing anniversary, tomorrow evening Birr Castle will be showcasing its astronomical exhibits to the public. Gráinne O'Malley is the general manager.
We'll organise guided tours to LOFAR and the Great Telescope on the evening, and about 20 past 10 we'll bring all the guests out through the forest onto the Great Telescope, and they will be presented with a 20-minute animation to celebrate the moon landing. And following that, with weather permitting, we'll have stargazing. And we've planned it so well, the International Space Station will fly over at 11:33.
Neil, this is Houston, loud and clear. Break.
Gráinne O'Malley from Birr Castle Gardens and Science Centre, ending that report from Angus Cox. It's 7:47.